It's Dino on the line with the one and only Vinny Paul from Hell Yeah. I can't believe this is actually happening.
It's actually happening, man. I'm here in the flesh, man.
Well, it's real life, I guess.
Absolutely, man. There's no fantasy involved in this.
Hey, Vinny, how's your summer going so far, dude?
Man, the summer's been going great. We just finished up a big tour over in Europe this spring with Korn that was very, very successful. We did 2 whole months over there with them. And then we just started up on our own. We're about 2.5 weeks into this, man. We're firing it on all cylinders, and, man, the tour is going excellent.
So, I mean, you're coming to Tucson next week on Tuesday, but you've been hitting all these big festivals around the country too, right?
Oh, yeah. We've been a part of a lot of big festivals. We've got a huge show coming up on June 29th in Dallas, Texas with Rammstein.
Hi.
Really looking forward to that. And then, obviously, we're doing a Chicago Open Air, a bunch of the other big festivals up in the Midwest with Ozzy, with Zach back on guitar, which is very special.
Yeah.
And then our own shows in between all that.
So it's basically reunion week when you get to these big festivals. It's like, hey, I haven't seen you in
It's always great, man. And we love to barbecue. We carry the barbecue rig with us. So the Hell Yeah Bar and Grill is always open, and all our good friends from every band comes around, and it's just a hell of a time, man.
Cool. Well, like the last time you were here in Tucson, I think it was like 2015 for our KFMA Day. You guys were supporting Blood for Blood at that time, but now you're back supporting Undeniable. Hell Yeah has been averaging an album pretty much every 2 years. How do you find the time to write and record all these songs with touring so much?
Man, it's just, you kind of got to pace yourself. You collect your ideas when you're on the road because we never really write on the road, you know,
and
we just get focused when we get in the studio, you know. And with Blood for Blood, we really felt like we created a mountain with that record, and we knew the mountain for Undeniable was going to have to be that much taller. And we were able to pull that out of each other, you know. So with this next record, we're really going to have to go to bat and build a bigger mountain, you know, Mount Everest, get to the top, man. And we'll be looking forward to that. But until then, you know, we still got a lot of touring to do this summer and this fall. So we're going to stay focused on that right now.
Well, cool. Well, now, with your last album, you had the song Hush that kind of focused on domestic violence, and you partnered with domestic violence outreach programs to raise awareness. The new single, Love Falls, deals with suicide, and Hell Yeah has partnered with the suicide prevention group You Rock, the You Rock Foundation. Why is it important for you guys to raise awareness for the fans and give them these coping tools?
You know, Chad just had a really disturbing upbringing, you know, when he was young.
Right.
And experienced a lot of things that a lot of people experience today, and they don't have an outlet, you know, and so he feels like that's a very important way to let them know that they're not alone, you know, and to speak out and to seek help and intervention, you know, in those kind of situations. So that's really his point. You know, the song itself is really not about suicide. It's about, you know, finding love within yourself before you can love anyone else, you know. And I think that's a really important message.
Yeah, and especially now in the wake of the whole Chris Cornell thing and that unfortunate suicide, I mean, it wasn't something that we were seeing, and it's something that we didn't see outwardly either. He didn't seem like a guy that was maybe having so many problems, but, you know, definitely anyone, no matter where they are in life or what they do, could use some help and some tools to get them through these hard times.
Yeah, man, I mean, generally, people that have these kind of feelings and stuff, that they feel like they're alone. They feel like they're isolated, you know, and they're not, man. You know, if they would just reach out and let other people know what's going on inside them, they might still be here with us, you know.
Well, Vinny, I know you're kind of a child of the 80s, and I really loved you guys' version of I Don't Care Anymore, the Phil Collins classic. And I know this was kind of brought on from left field, because this is something you and the guys in Hell Yeah started jamming, and then you were like, hey, we did this back in Damage Plan with my brother Dime. How did you get his guitar tracks from those old demos onto the current album, Undeniable?
Modern technology, man. It was a difficult thing. You know, we'd recorded those tracks on a system called Radar, which was before they had the thing called Pro Tools.
Right.
And our engineer that helped us back then, Sterling Winfield, was available, and he was able to track down the original Radar tracks and then find a way to transfer them over to the current thing that people use today, which is Pro Tools. And, you know, we had reworked the song, really felt like we took a very familiar old song and put a new twist to it, really made it Hell Yeah with the way the music went down. And then flying my brother's tracks onto it just really gave me goosebumps. It was very special. You know, back in the day when Pantera was in their heyday, we never really ever had any airplay. You know, people never really heard us on the radio.
Right.
And for people to be able to hear Dime in 2016, 2017, blazing across the airways, you know, I thought was very special for myself and for all the fans and everybody that was out there.
So we have to, the fact that this is even happening or that this has happened, we have the Geek Squad at Best Buy to thank, right? Because they're the guys that came in there.
we got Sterling Winslow to thank, man. He's the guy that figured it all out, man. So there you go.
All right. Well, you got to give credit where credit is due, I guess. You know, I was reading, I've actually read this a couple times throughout the years online, that you are working on a cookbook. And I'm not sure if it's seen the light of day, Drumming Up an Appetite with Vinnie Paul. What's the status on this right now, Vinnie?
This thing is really close to being done. I worked on it quite a bit while I was in Europe this summer, and I'm nearly done. I just want it to be perfect before I put it out, man. And I've had a lot of fun doing this. I love to cook and entertain people, and that's really what this book is all about. And I'm hoping to have it out by around Christmas time this year. I know I've said that for about a year or so now, but I'm really getting close. And once it sees the light of day, you'll be one of the first people to know, man. You will be drumming up an appetite with Vinnie Paul.
Vinnie Paul will serve no meal before it's time.
That's right, man.
Or release a book. Now, Vinny, I know you're a huge Kiss fan, and Gene Simmons has been in the news lately. He's trying to trademark the metal devil horns hand gesture. Do you have any response to this?
Well, I mean, he probably should trademark his own Peter and his tongue and everything else he's got, man. I mean, and he probably has.
That's Gene for you.
You know, I mean, That's how Gene rolls, and more power to him, man. You know, I don't know if it'll happen or not, but we'll see, man. That's Gene Simmons, man.
He should just put out a cookbook like you.
Well, yeah, or call his Owning the Devil Horns or something. Who knows?
How I Owned Everything by Gene Simmons.
That's a good one.
So last thing I want to ask you here, this is maybe even more just for the online portion of this interview, but you and I have something in common. We both love Van Halen. My son's middle name is Halen.
Wow, very cool.
And I met VH back in the late 90s. Alex and Eddie actually signed his birth certificate. So I know you know the guys in Van Halen and, you know, Michael Anthony, Sammy Hagar, Roth. Give me your best VH story.
Oh, man. I mean, the very best one was the first time that my brother and I got to meet Eddie. You know, we'd always dreamed of playing with them, and they were one of the top four bands, you know, that we always wanted to tour with, and we never had that opportunity. And one night I was out at a bar drinking with some friends, and my club manager from the strip bar I own in Dallas called the Clubhouse called me up, and he said, "Hey, man, Eddie Van Halen's sitting at your table, man. He wants to see you." And I'm like, "Yeah, funny joke." And he goes, "No, man, seriously, he's sitting at your table, and he wants to see you." I'm like, "You got to be kidding me." And he goes, "No, he's there, man." So I jumped in my car and flew over there as fast as I could, and I walked in the door, and sure enough, Eddie Van Halen was sitting there at my table by himself drinking a bottle of red wine. He's, "Oh, man, I always wanted to meet you. I always wanted to meet you, man." And, you know, told him the story about how me and Dime kind of grew up playing the same way they did and everything. And we'd been talking for, I don't know, 5 or 10 minutes. He goes, "Man, I've been talking to you for like 5 minutes, and I feel like I've known you a lifetime." I said, "You don't even know, man. We got so much in common." And so then I put him on the phone with Dime. Dime was actually in Phoenix working on a new amp deal that he had at the time. So they talked on the phone for about an hour together. And then we couldn't go to the show the next night. They were playing in Dallas because we had a show in Boston. So we flew out. And the next day, we flew to Lubbock, Texas to see them play. And when we got to the airport, Eddie had sent a limo to pick us up, which was unbelievable, very special. Yeah, we didn't even know that was going to happen. Brought us right to the venue, brought us right up on stage. We came out, hung out with them, a sound check. And, man, we just got to know the guys really good from that point on. And I'll never forget, you know, being in the plane flying back with Dime. He goes, "You know, if I was to die tomorrow, man, my life would be great because I finally got to meet the guy that, you know, made me want to play guitar." And, I mean, he was very, just really sincerely blown away and just thrilled that he got to meet his hero. And they hit it off so good, man, and they stayed in touch with each other. And we all became friends, you know. So that was our favorite band. It's still one of my favorite bands, and I'm looking forward to this possible reunion that they have coming up with Sammy and possibly Dave, all of them on the same stage, you know. So that would be pretty thrilling for any Van Halen fan out there.
Oh, yeah. It's definitely the best of both worlds, right? That's what they have to call it. They'd have to call it that.
Oh, yeah. That's done deal. You nailed it right there.
Well, sweet, Vinny. Well, big show is happening coming up here Tuesday at the Rialto Theater. What can Tucson expect from Hell Yeah this time around?
We're bringing one hell of a show with us, man. We got the Sons of Texas. We got Righteous Vendetta coming with us. Two really hot new bands that are killer. And then we play for a good solid hour and a half, man. This is the best full-length headline set we've ever done. The band's hitting on all cylinders. And we're just really excited. We're bringing our own light show with us. It's gonna be special, man. So make sure you get your tickets and come on out and see us, man.
All right, and then if you somehow can get backstage, there might be a barbecue with Vinny and the guys.
There's a very good possibility that will be going down.
All right, everybody. Vinny Paul from Hell Yeah. Thanks so much, sir.
Thank you, man. We'll see you on Tuesday.
Absolutely. I will be there.
All right, man.